The biggest California congressional races to watch on Super Tuesday. The outcome of California's congressional races on Super Tuesday could set the scene for several high-stakes showdowns on November 5, which could shift the balance of power in the U.S. House of Representatives. "There's a big national chess game going on," said John Fleischman, a political strategist and former executive director of the California Republican Party. "There's only so many districts that are in play. A lot of them are in California, but they're only a relatively small fraction of districts. Republicans currently hold a slim majority in the House. California has 52 congressional seats, a delegation comprising 40 Democrats and 12 Republicans. In California's open or jungle primary system, only the top two vote-getters regardless of party in the March 5 primary will move on to the November 5 general election. Three Democrat House representatives who left their congressional seats to run for U.S. Senate and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's sudden resignation have opened the door to several new contests in addition to expected close races in swing districts. Here are the key districts to watch. District 13. In a rematch of the second-tightest congressional race nationwide in 2022 with fewer than 600 votes separating the candidates out of more than 133,000 cast, incumbent Republican Representative John Duarte will face off against Democrat Adam Gray, a former state assemblyman, in the District 13. Analysts expect another close race, with the outcome potentially affecting control of the House. Some point to light voter turnout in 2022 as a sign the seat could flip with more participation during the presidential election in November. Encompassing the Central Valley, including the entirety of Merced County and areas within Fresno, Madera, San Joaquin, and Stanislaus counties, the district was redrawn following the 2020 census that saw California lose a congressional seat due to population loss. District 20. 11 candidates are vying to fill District 20 seat vacated by former Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who resigned at the end of 2023 shortly after his historic removal from the Speaker's chair. The district is deep red, and registered Republican voters outnumber Democrats by 20 percentage points. The most prominent Republican candidates are State Assemblyman Vince Fong, Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau, and businessman David Giglio. Democrat Marissa Wood appears to be the strongest in her party, finishing second in the 2022 primary. Mr. Fong scored 27% in an Emerson College poll of 565 likely voters conducted in January. Mr. Boudreau and Ms. Wood each gained 11%. Mr. Fong's recent endorsement from former President Donald Trump and Mr. McCarthy is a big deal that could have a significant impact on the race, according to Mr. Fleischman. Mr. McCarthy's political allies are moving a lot of money into a political action committee, or PAC, to support Mr. Fong, who is very well known, very popular, and very conservative, Mr. Fleischman said. Mr. Boudreau may have a shot at winning, but President Trump's endorsement of Mr. Fong likely caught the sheriff's supporters, many who are Trumpy people, completely off guard, Mr. Fleischman said. My understanding is that McCarthy worked very hard behind the scenes to get the endorsement of Trump, he said. The district, Mr. Fleischman said, is the safest Republican seat in California. District 22. The 22nd district is one of eight California congressional seats the Democratic National Committee hopes to flip in 2024. Republican Representative David Valadao was elected in the newly redrawn district in 2020 with 51% of the vote, defeating Democrat Rudy Salas. Some 42% of registered voters in the 22nd district are Democrats, and just under 27% are Republicans. Mr. Salas is again contesting the race, along with Trump-aligned Republican Chris Mathies, a former Fresno city councilor, and Democrat State Senator Melissa Hurtado. Mr. Valadao had raised more than $1.4 million as of January 1, far outstripping his competitors. The Cook Political Report calls the race a toss-up. District 27. The DNC also wants to flip California's 27th district in November. the incumbent Representative Mike Garcia is one of five Republicans who won districts carried by President Joe Biden in 2020. Mr. Garcia won the seat in a special election in May 2020 and held it in the general election that followed in November. Democrat George Whitesides is the strongest challenger and seems likely to be Mr. Garcia's opponent in November. Mr. Whitesides is a former chief of staff at NASA and former CEO of Virgin Galactic. Both campaigns have raised over $3 million. Cook Political Report lists the contest as a toss-up. "I think of all of the races, this will be the closest," Mr. Fleischman said. "Mike Garcia is a very tenacious campaigner, but this is going to be a toss-up seat." District 30. District 30 is now up for grabs as Democrat Representative Adam Schiff leads the race for the U.S. Senate seat long held by the late Senator Dianne Feinstein. The district encompasses Burbank, Hollywood, Hollywood Hills, Echo Park, Elysian Valley, Fairfax, Glendale, Griffith Park, Hancock Park, Larchmont Village, and Pasadena. 15 candidates, 12 Democrats, 2 Republicans, and one listed as no party preference are vying for the congressional seat which Mr. Schiff has held for more than 2 decades. The Democrat candidates are State Senator Anthony Portantino, who chairs the State Senate Appropriations Committee, State Assemblywoman Laura Friedman, former State Assemblyman and Los Angeles City Attorney Mike Feuer, transgender activist G. Nibia Girl Pudlo, Los Angeles School Board member Nick Melvoin, West Hollywood Mayor Seppi Shine, actor, producer, and businessman Ben Savage, legislative advisor Francesco Arriaga, government affairs director Steve Dunwoody, public health advocate and former legislative director Gerard Radovosian, community services director Sal Genovese, and full-time student Courtney Nahara. Republican candidates are Alex Balikian, an intensive care physician, and J. Emilio Martinez, a producer, writer, and comedian. Josh Bocanegra, the no party preference candidate, is an artificial intelligence developer and entrepreneur. District 47. In District 47, Representative Katie Porter, a Democrat, defeated Republican Scott Baugh by a narrow margin in 2022 with 51.7% of the total vote, but she is giving up her House seat to run for U.S. Senate. Mr. Baugh, a business attorney, is the former longtime chairman of the Orange County Republican Party and a former state assembly Republican leader. He is one of 3 Republicans, including Max Ucrapina and Long Pham, running in the primary. The Democrat candidates are State Senator Dave Minn, Boyd Roberts, Joanna Weiss, and Sherrick Zaidi. The no party preference candidates are Terry Crandall, Tom McGrath, and Bill Smith. Mr. Fleischman said Mr. Baugh appears well positioned and funded to win, but he expects to see a close race for second place. "They're going to be counting ballots for a long time, and I suspect it's going to be very, very tight," he said. "And then it will be a top-tier target race after that. Whoever wins that will go into the general election with their gas tank on empty, and Ball will go into the general election with a couple of $1 million in the bank already. And then, obviously, there will be a lot of outside money that comes in." Several Republican super PACs are already lining up to back Mr. Baugh if he makes it through the primary, Mr. Fleischman said. District 31. Incumbent Representative Grace Napolitano, who was first elected to the House in 1998, is not running for re-election in District 31. In 2022, she defeated Republican Daniel Martinez, who is running again, this time against 6 Democrats including State Senator Susan Rubio, Bob Archuleta, Gil Cisneros, Gregory Hafif, Kurt Jose, and Mary Ann Lutz. One other Republican, Pedro Casas, and 2 no party preference candidates, Erskine Levi and Y. Marie Manville, are also vying for the seat. Mr. Cisneros, a 2010 Mega Millions lottery jackpot winner and a former congressman from 2019 to 2021, has spent more than $4.5 million in this race, according to FEC data. District 12. District 12 has been held by Representative Barbara Lee, a progressive Democrat, for more than two decades, but she's given up the seat to run for U.S. Senate. The district, which includes Oakland and Berkeley, both known for far-left activism, is shaping up to be an interesting contest. Though not a swing district, this densely populated region centered in the Bay Area's Alameda County runs from Albany in the north to San Leandro in the south. Nearly 70% of registered voters here are Democrats, less than 6% are Republicans, and about 20% are no party preference. The district is solid blue according to the Cook Political Report, but the winner of the primary race might reflect whether Oakland voters have had enough of the progressive policies blamed for a sharp rise in violent crime, retail theft, and smash-and-grab robberies. Earlier in February, Governor Gavin Newsom deployed 120 California Highway Patrol officers to launch a law enforcement surge operation in Oakland and the East Bay. The CHP officers, he said, will work with local law enforcement agencies on a targeted crackdown on criminal activity, including vehicle theft, retail theft, and violent crime. Seven Democrats and two Republicans are running in for the seat. Democrat Latifah Simon, a longtime social justice activist, was appointed by Mr. Newsom to co-chair a statewide task force on police reform during the height of Black Lives Matter protests in 2020. She is president of the Bay Area Rapid Transit Board. Other Democrat candidates are Jennifer Tran, a professor, small business owner, and Oakland native born to Vietnamese refugee parents. Andre Todd, a U.S. Navy veteran and the grandson of a Baptist church minister. Tony Daesog, vice mayor of Alameda and the Hawaiian-born son of a Nagasaki atomic bomb survivor. Glenn Kaplan, a small business owner. Abdur Sikter, a social justice advocate. And Eric Wilson, who has worked for an unspecified nonprofit agency. Ms. Simon is endorsed by State Attorney General Rob Bonta, other prominent elected state Democrats, and several groups including teachers' unions. She has far outraised opponents in campaign funds, according to the most recent data available from the FEC. For years ago, Ms. Simon joined a BART leadership effort to defund the police, pledging to pull $2 million in funding for officers and spend it on uniformed but unarmed ambassadors. The Republicans in the race are Ned Neurge, a driving instructor, and Stephen Slauson, an electrical engineer. District 16. Representative Anna Eshoo is not seeking re-election in District 16, leaving this deep blue area up for grabs. In 2022, Ms. Eshoo did not face a Republican in the general election, defeating fellow Democrat Rishi Kumar with 57.8% of the vote. 11 candidates are running in the primary. The Democrats are Rishi Kumar, State Assemblyman Evan Lowe, Joby Bernstein, Peter Dixon, Sam Liccardo, Greg Tanaka, Julie Lithcott-Hames, Ahmed Mostafa, and Joe Samishin. Republicans are Peter Otaki and Carly Ryan. District 45. Republican incumbent Representative Michelle Steele is running against four Democrats in District 45 and will likely hold the Northern Orange County District, which has a large Asian population, including Little Saigon, Mr. Fleischman said. Ms. Steele is a strong candidate who raises a lot of money, Mr. Fleischman said. This is going to be a very hard seat for Democrats to pick off, but stranger things have happened, he said, adding that anything can happen when local races are nationalized. You've got Biden and Trump at the top of the ticket, and that creates adversity and opportunity all the way through to the election, he said. Democrats vying for the seat are Kim Nguyen Penaloza, Derek Tran, Aditya Pai, and Cheyenne Hunt. District 40. In District 40, Republican Representative Young Kim will face two Democrats on March 5. They are Allison DeMichelis, an engineer and Tustin Unified School District trustee, and Joe Kerr, a fire captain with the Orange County Fire Authority and first president of the Orange County Professional Firefighters Association. In the 2022 general election, Ms. Kim defeated Democrat Asif Mahmood with 56.8% of the vote. That's a safe Republican seat, especially given how much money she raises and has in the bank, Mr. Fleischman said. District 41. In District 41, Republican Representative Ken Calvert, who was first elected to the House in 1992 and is one of the most senior members of Congress, will face two Democrat challengers, Will Rollins and Ananeev Nick. In the 2022 general election, Mr. Calvert defeated Mr. Rollins by more than 11,000 votes with 52.3% of the 236,638 total votes. San Jacinto City Councilor Brian Hawkins, who ran unsuccessfully as a Republican in 2022 and then flipped to the Democratic Party, has dropped out of the race. He was arrested in July on suspicion of felony assault, and his case is pending in the courts. Lawrence Wilson and Travis Gilmore contributed to this report.